You know, when your spouse makes some really bad decisions or choices and you've been hurt, the question at that moment, because that's what life is, comes down to moments. How do you respond? What do you do when your spouse makes bad decisions in your marriage? Hey, I'm Dr. Randy. An important topic today. So much so that I wanted you to hear some of the calls and things that we discussed on a previous show as we reach into our archives to share the program today. But you can participate. Certainly love to hear from you here in our studio live on our comment line. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717 and share your own story. What have you learned? How's God led you when your spouse has made decisions that has been hurtful for you? How do you handle it? Again, just give us a call at 888-888-1717. Right choices for your marriage comes down to decisions. Love to hear your story on our storyline. You know, we receive a lot of callers, including this one from Lindsay from Texas. When the D word gets thrown out, how do you handle it? I think she has a question for us today. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Okay, well, I've been married to my husband for about 11 years. He travels a lot, and I stay home with our three kids and work. And he called me on Sunday, and just out of the blue, without knowing that there was ever really any problems going on, told me that he doesn't think he loves me anymore and that he wants a divorce. And he says he can't really explain why. There's not another girl. He said that I didn't do anything wrong. He just doesn't feel like he loves me. And he's still out of town, so I really haven't even been able to speak with him. I think it was a communication breakdown because he never communicated with me that there was an issue, and I never really communicated with him. And maybe we were starting to lead different lives because he was gone so much. I know I can't make him love me. But is there any hope for reconciliation at this point when someone says that to you? Or how do I talk to him at this point?
Well, Lindsay, yes, there is hope. There's always hope. I don't know you or I don't know your husband, but I do know that he got enough courage in his own mind to be able to do it, but do it by telephone.
Yes.
Which tells me that maybe your husband's not real good at confronting issues.
No, he never communicates with me. And even if I felt like maybe there was something wrong, I would ask him and he would say everything was fine.
Yeah. And he left it what? When I get home, we can talk? Or
he said we would talk. I asked him if he even had a plan or a place he was going, and he said he had no plan whatsoever. He has no idea what he's going to do. He agreed to maybe like a 6-month trial separation before he actually filed, but that was after I talked to him about it. And I'm trying to talk to him out of a place from love and compassion and understanding and not of anger.
But yet you're feeling that, right?
Yeah, I feel anger. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to push him away.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, maybe you identify with Lindsay. Well, what do you do? What do you do when your spouse says they want out, but, you know, there's not another person, there's not been abuse, there's not like some big, huge issue. It's just they get to the courage, as it were, to have a moment to say, I want out. And you're not in agreement. You really you know that God is not in this. You don't feel right about it. Not only for Lindsay, but others who are struggling with that. Maybe you've been down that path. How do you respond intentionally? If you were to weigh in because you've been through this yourself and you really had to follow God's lead, what did you do intentionally when this came in your marriage? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. I would say this, Lindsay, with your husband and with others, I think some people are not good at confronting. I mean, the fact that he would call on a phone, you know, when he's away, kind of like I got the courage enough to do it by distance, but not face-to-face. And I think some people, let's face it, men and women, don't have the courage when problems come up to deal with them in a marriage, and they become like an illness that you keep stuffing in. It's like a stomach ache. It's like when you have the flu in your stomach and you're getting sick, you might on the outside look okay. And I hate to use this word picture, but all of a sudden you just throw up. It's just you want to feel better, and you do feel better for a moment, right? You feel better, but the flu has not been fixed. You're still sick, right? And if we would deal with things along the way, we don't get to a place where that happens. So just the fact that he sort of threw up on you in a sense of saying, hey, I want out and I want a divorce and so on, doesn't really get to some of the core issues. And maybe you've been in that kind of a situation where God has done some really fantastic, miraculous healing through the process. I would love to hear your story in a way of helping not only Lindsay, who called in with that question in the past here, but for you today. 888-888-1717. We'll get to your calls. The lines are jammed. We love your calls. We'll get you on the line, see if you can help and encourage people with your positive stories of how you've been intentional through this. So stay tuned.
Wave by yourself?
Yeah, because it's wave season, the time when people are booking their cruises for this summer.
Wave season?
It's happening right now, and I just booked our cabin for the Intentional Living Alaska cruise this summer.
Well then, all I can say is, woo!
Rooms are filling up fast for the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise, June 12th through the 19th. You'll be encouraged by teaching from Dr. Randy Carlson, host of Intentional Living.
You know, now more than ever, we need encouragement. We're going to come together and hear stories and encouragement from each other and grow as we travel together on this cruise.
You'll also enjoy times of worship with Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave. But God. Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska, June 12th through the 19th. Book today with only a down payment and no cancellation fees through March 8th. Plus, save $50 when you book online. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Adam and Eve started to experience the pain of dying that we all face today. Everything having to do with dying, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, all of that. But they also, we focus on that in our messages, but sometimes we don't focus on the pain of living, because God is telling Adam and Eve, hey, listen, you're going to toil, you're going to struggle, it's going to be a tough time. And we often teach, unfortunately, that life is just like being on a merry-go-round. We'd be better off to teach our kids, hey, life can be tough. In fact, life is more like Humpty Dumpty than a merry-go-round. This month, you've heard me teaching on this topic of who pushed Humpty. The Humpty Dumpty story fell off the wall, broke into a million pieces, and they all tried to put him back together again, but couldn't. Only Jesus can do that in our life, because we fall off a lot of walls, don't we, in our lifetime. This is the last opportunity to get this teaching. We're at the end of the period here that we make it available, and I'll tell you what, I'd love to have you receive it. Now, we've sent it automatically by email. The way we do this is by email every month, about mid-month. We send out the teaching for the month with the video and the audio and a lot of other helpful information, including one of our archive videos from the past, just as a way of encouraging you in your journey of being in the Intentional Living community and walking with you and so on. So this is last call, last time we can mention it. I'd love to get it to you. Plus, our team put together a little flip book you can put on your desk with 52 intentional moments. That'll be very encouraging to you. I'd love to get it to you. All you have to do all this, to join us in support, is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. Please do that today. Boy, we need your help. Appreciate your support. You know, we've been hearing about right choices for marriage today, and Chad was just another caller who had called us a couple weeks back, and we got so many calls that responded to that on the listener line that I want you to hear Chad's call and then some of those responses. Take a listen.
Well, I'll tell you that my problem is getting my angel to save money or to want to save. You know, we've been together for 8 years, and I'd hate to say she's not good with money, but she's a giver. So as much as I'd like to, my experience is saving money, and as much as I'd like to save even a little bit, just the look in her eyes when she gives it away is something that's hard to overcome.
Yeah. And so how old are you guys?
I'm 46.
Let me ask, how much do you have saved for the future?
Nothing.
Wow. Wow. I made some comments to Chad. You all did too on our comment line. Let's hear a few of them. Jennifer, first in Arizona, go.
I was listening to the program right now, and I heard the 46-year-old man that is talking about how his wife is a giver and they don't have anything saved for their future. So me and my husband are 29 years old, and it is hard when you're starting off married, but it is such a blessing when you're putting your finances in God's hands. And not only that, when you're doing everything together, not have his account, her account, you become one before God. And my advice or my encouragement would be to make a money date, to sit down together, work on your finances, work on your desires, your dreams, your goals that you want to accomplish through Christ and together. It's very important to save. My grandfather always said, Jessica, you need to save for a rainy day. And I was a little girl. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Here's Miriam, wants to comment to Chad. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Miriam, and I was calling on today's show, The Giver and the Saver. I was a giver, my husband is a saver. And when we first got saved and started hearing about tithing and offering, every time they asked at church for offering plus the tithe, I would like didn't hesitate to give what we had. And I sacrificed because they kept saying sacrifice, you know. And after like 5 years, we had nothing in savings. Finally, God spoke to my husband and said, no, you know, where's the seed? Because we didn't have any money. And he said, where's the seed that I gave you? And he said, well, we gave it away to the church, to the pastor. He said, I said 10%, and then the rest is your seed to multiply. So we were giving by emotion, and we learned that there is a balance. You cannot just give everything. You know, God says 10% and then offering. It doesn't say give everything because he gives the seed so that we can multiply it. The more we multiply, the more we can give. One of our pastors, a different pastor, said 10, 10, 80. You know, give 10, save 10, and live on 80. And that's what we have done. So that is my testimony. Never give by emotion and always save.
That's good. Thank you, Miriam. That's what we teach as well. What would you say to Chad and others on that? We'd love your comments as well at 888-888-1717. All right, back to the core question that we started with, Lindsay, who's married and struggling. Out of the blue, her husband announces, I want out. And she doesn't, and she wants to know, is there any hope? If you missed it, let me share just an excerpt, then we're going to get to your calls here.
Okay, well, I've been married to my husband for about 11 years. He travels a lot, and I stay home with our three kids and work. And he called me on Sunday, and just out of the blue, without knowing that there was ever really any problems going on, told me that he doesn't think he loves me anymore and that he wants a divorce. And he says he can't really explain why. There's not another girl. He said that I didn't do anything wrong. He just doesn't feel like he loves me.
All right. The lines have been busy. We'd love to have you weigh in, by the way. Maybe you've been blindsided by this, not just the threats, but blindsided by, you know, I want out. It doesn't feel right. You know, it's not right. There's not any big, huge issue that you know of. It just kind of percolates to the surface. Maybe you've been that person. Man, we need some help for people to be intentional. That's what this is about, declaring your intention and developing the right kind of habits, intentional living. What would you say? 888-888-1717. Let's go first to, is it Alyssa in Texas? Alyssa, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hello.
Go right ahead.
Well, I heard what she was saying, and it brought a lot of things from what I did, because I was that person that just said, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I've only been married for about a year and a half, and I just was like, I'm done. I'm not finding myself, and I felt like I lost myself in the marriage rather than my faith and the word of God that I had stood firm in whenever I first got married, and it like drifted. So I thought by saying, you know, this marriage is nothing to me anymore, my faith in God is much more, well, we married as one with Christ, so I had to really put myself away. So we separated. I moved in with my dad for a few months, and it just took us our time alone to figure out that the marriage was much more important and that she should not lose hope, but sorry, I'm going to cry. She should not lose hope because he may be traveling so much that he's lost that connection with her and what brought them together in the first place.
What brought you guys back together? I'm assuming you did come back together, right?
Yes, we are together. Yeah. We moved into a new home, and right. It had a lot to do with the things I've learned from your show is the factors of that could hurt a marriage, like my parents. They're always there. They're always around, and they override my authority with my kids. You know, that those things kind of, they make a huge play. So we made a lot of those changes that I learned from your show, and it's really worked. Like, it's just really worked, and we see
we're going to a, before I say I do class at our church.
Good.
It's still for people before, but also people that are married, to the tools to work through your marriage.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just little steps like that to really take forth in. And if he's willing and open to do something, not just therapy or counseling, but just something simple, it could bring a light into their lives that they didn't see.
Well, thank you for the encouragement, Alyssa. Listen, what you're telling me is you declared your intention. You realized there were some underpinnings that weren't working right. You put a plan together, followed some steps, got on the same page. How would you rate your marriage today?
I'd rate it at a 10.
And that's pretty good. Can't do much better than that. Good for you, Alyssa. God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. That's intentional living. I mean, that is intentional living. Okay, Jana wants to weigh in from Arizona. Jana, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I had just turned on the radio, and I heard, I forgot her name, the young lady talking about her husband wanting to leave, and it was such a blessing for me because I went through a really horrible divorce after 22 years, and I ended up trying to kill myself, crawling into a bottle, and I spent about 2 years crawling out, and I've been in a 4-year engagement, and the same thing happened again. I think I'm done, you know? And so I've been praying about it. And my question to God was, should I hold out hope? Cause I felt like I had just attempted suicide. My brother had killed himself over what we thought love was supposed to look like, you know? And I, in that moment, prayed the deepest prayer I'd ever prayed for God to show me what real love here was supposed to look like. And that's when this man showed up, and I feel like I lost the ability. We both stopped doing the work that needed to be done to keep it a relationship under heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still absolutely hold out hope that that's a possibility. And a lot of people around me say, that's just ridiculous, move on. But my faith tells me it's okay to do so. So I just wanted to say your story was a huge blessing for me, like sort of an answer to what I've been on my knees praying to God about for 2 weeks now.
Well, thank you, Jana. We'll be praying for you. You know, let me just say to you, Jana, and to others who are listening, when you're in the midst of these kind of turmoils and you feel like you're getting sucked down in the whirlpool that's sucking you down into the ocean, you know, what really helps is to have people around you who are godly, stable, on solid ground, who can give you wise counsel. The Bible says that there is wisdom and safety in many counselors. And again, I say be careful how many counselors and who they are, but the idea is when you feel like you're sinking and you need to be able to grab hold of somebody's hand, make sure it's a hand that's trustworthy and someone that's on solid ground that can help you and someone who loves the Lord. Okay, thank you, Jana. We're talking today, if you just joined us, Lindsay, who called some time ago, about the fact she got blindsided on the phone with her husband saying, I want out of the marriage. And he was away at the time. And you've been responding to that and talking about how, and this is the key, you just didn't feel it was right. You just knew it wasn't right. Maybe you were the person making the phone call, as it were. What did you do to get through that intentionally? What did God teach you? How are you able, hopefully and prayerfully, to put that marriage back together? You just knew it wasn't right to throw in the towel. It just wasn't right. And what did you do?
Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
When you get out and you're performing in a cruise setting, I know it can be a little different on the stage when the boat is moving along and rocking a
little
bit.
I told people, weavers wobble, but we don't fall down. That's the thing. You know? And so that has happened several times on the cruises. In fact, one of my favorite memories from a cruise, because I know you guys know my friend Mark Schultz, and Mark Schultz accidentally took too large of a dose of Dramamine trying to cope with that, and had one of the most interesting musical sets I've ever heard in my life. It was really incredible. He was extra funny that night. Let's just say that. It was really good.
That's good, yeah. Yeah, we do know Mark, and he's a good guy. That's the Big Daddy Weave, by the way, Mike Weaver. He and his wife Candace and family will be with us on the Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska for couples, for singles, for families. We're going to have a great week. When, Randy, when? It's going to be June 12th through 19th, breathing some fresh air in the Alaska air. It's going to be beautiful. Love to have you be a part of it. If you haven't gotten your cabin reserved already, can I encourage you to do so today? Mike is going to be leading us in worship. He's going to be putting on a concert. He's going to be doing a teaching. I'm teaching during the week. Evan Carlson, our ministry president, and his wife will be there. He's going to be teaching. We'd love to have you be a part of this Intentional Living Alaska Cruise. Available cabins today. Limited, however. Just go to theintentionallife.com, and you can click on the events. You'll see them all there listed for you at theintentionallife.com. One of the reasons we put on a cruise like this is because we know that for many of you, especially with everything we've been going through, having a vacation with a purpose, being with other people of like mind and heart, being in a place where you can just enjoy God's creation and each other again in some special way, makes it worthwhile. So come and be a part of it. Again, June 12th through 19th, cabins available today at theintentionallife.com.
Got your message that you would like us to share the different things that we're doing in our life due to listening to your radio station. Our house payment was taking up a majority of our income, and we were not able to tithe and make our house payment. We recently have made the decision to go ahead and let the house go, to sell it. We've taken a huge financial loss, but it's become very important to us to financially put into the kingdom. We want to be tithing, and we want to be supporting your ministry on the radio, and it's time for Christians to step up, start funding and making life decisions so that the future of Christianity to the next generations can be carried through. And we need things like the radio station and ministries. Put our money where things are important. So I just thank you so much for that, because I've never felt so good about my money. And I actually feel better about downsizing. My heart is fuller than it ever was in the bigger house. So thank you for letting me have the opportunity to learn that. God bless this ministry and you. Bye.
Wow. That is very precious. Thank you for telling us your story. And we wish you the best on your journey of really living intentionally in Christ. And thank you for allowing us to be a part of using those resources to impact other people for Christ. We appreciate it. That's why we're here. So when you hear a story like that, you all members, you make it possible. God bless you. If you joined us today, we started with Lisa about a half hour ago, and or Lindsay rather, and she was calling to talk about, she asked a question. And if you missed it, her question was this. Her husband, who was on a trip, called and said, you know, I'm done. I'd like to have a divorce or at least a separation. And it sounded like she was totally blindsided. Didn't feel right to her. There's no infidelity, apparently. There's no big issue. It's just, I want out. And she wanted to know if there's any hope. You know, I think that's really the question, the hope. It's a hope question. If you've experienced hope going through that, God's done something in your life going through that, I want to hear it. And I want to share it with others. This is your opportunity to reach people around the world. Our phone line is open to you at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Love to hear you on our comment line here. Give us a call. Christina wants to weigh in on this from Arizona. Go ahead, Christina.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
My heart goes out to her, and I want to tell her that there is absolutely hope, and it's all through Christ. I have been married for 22 years, and my husband works for a company that has them traveling throughout the different states. And I have three children also, and I also work, but I stay in town. 2 years ago, he called me out of the blue, blindsided, and said he wanted out of the marriage. He said he simply wasn't happy and didn't really get into detail when he got back home. he finally admitted that he had met somebody, that it wasn't anything serious, but that he wanted to see if he could find happiness elsewhere. I begged them to not throw 20 years, away, and we went to counseling. He was not a believer. I have always believed in God, and I didn't consider myself a born-again or a believer, but I always looked to God through different trials and tribulations throughout my life with our children and just life in general. So I told him, I forgive you, we can get through this. And we went to our counselor. He recommended counseling, and we went to Christian counseling. And in out of that counseling, he realized that he didn't love himself, and he felt like nobody really loved him, truly loved him. His family's very troubled. He's always been a good man, a good provider, very loving. That's why I was blindsided, because he was very loving. And he accepted Christ has felt the love of Christ. And this happened 2 years ago, and we're doing great. And I would rate it out of 10.
Wow. That's great. Hey, listen, big story, really happy ending. I mean, and as you know, it's a daily process. Christina, thank you. Perfect, cherry on the top of this hour or this half hour for Intentional Living. Appreciate your call.
Good evening, Dr. Andy. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm so thankful for you being online every day, and I so enjoy your program. Even saved my marriage, and I'm so thankful that I got so much of advice, and I'm still getting every day. God bless you, and God bless your ministry.
Well, thank you, Chris. Listen, we're just very happy to be here, and it's a labor of love for us. You know, we take these 30 minutes in this part of the day just to stop by and talk about some things that are meaningful, going a little deeper meaning that things that matter to you in your life, your marriage, your family, your finances, and how this thing of intentional living, knowing what God's intentions are, and then living them in the moments, because just preparing for how we live in the moments is powerful. And then marriage, we're talking about marriage today. You know what? You can save your marriage in the moments. That's really what it is, saving your marriage in the moments. When these moments come up, it's what are you going to do next? And when you make the right choices, better things happen. Hey, love to hear your comments, feedback. Tell us what's going on in your marriage. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy here for Stephen and the rest of the Intentional Living family. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.